I'm Ingo Günther, and I'm happy to be here today to present my work, the Thank You Instrument, as it is here today. But originally, this was called the Hiroshima Thank You Instrument. That is because in 1994, I was commissioned by the Hiroshima City Museum of Art to create a piece that would commemorate the nuclear bomb. And that was for the 50th anniversary. So then in 1995, this work was shown there. It's based on a large and very long wall that is covered with a luminescent paint. Now, this luminescent paint is a phosphorescent paint, and this type of phosphorescent paint is being charged by light. And once the light has been absorbed by the paint will then emit the light again. That gives a very strange effect, and that effect is a bit, you know, kind of like, it's almost like radium glowing, and in that sense, that's also part of the reference of the work. What is particular to this to this chemistry is that this is a very, very cold light, and this is a kind of artificial light, and this one is just sort of a delayed reflection, if you want. But the real purpose of this was, of course, to commemorate the bomb, and in that sense, there was something very eerie that happened at that very moment when the bomb went off, which is that humans that stood in the way between the bomb itself and any kind of wall or even stone surface had their shadows burned into the wall, into the stone, and while they themselves evaporated. Even though this is an extremely cruel and unbelievable sort of side effect, and on top of that, it's an aesthetic side effect that the bomb had. It is also something that allows us access to the monstrosity of the event, and or to the sheer fact that it's so unimaginable, because we cannot imagine that something, that light will make us disappear, and yet light will also create the shadow, and that the shadow will be there forever. So it has all these markings and elements of absurdity that I'm exploiting here for this work. And maybe absurdity is one of the hallmarks of art. So this is a work that I cannot quite explain. And this is a work that one has to experience. And that is part of the idea, that the experience, that the audience can be a little bit closer to the experience. And the maybe the kicker is for me that an experience that comes from something unspeakable on the one hand becomes playful on the other hand. And this is a very harsh dichotomy. However, it is a contrast which I'm not exactly unhappy to evoke and to use. So in this context, the work functioned very well, I believe. Those that haven't seen the work or that need to be reminded what the work is like, it is, again, it's a wall that is, in this case, in addition to what it used to be, also the floor that is covered with phosphorescence, with phosphorescent kind of skin. And every 30 seconds, a studio strobe is being set off automatically. And that results then in the shadows of the audience being projected onto the wall, and the shadows remaining on the wall while the audience can move around however they are. Their shadows are stolen for the moment, even though there's light in the space, but the shadows are remaining on the wall. And sort of that separation from their reality and their perception is something that can be experienced there, which is very unnatural and runs counter to our idea of existence. But ideally also, one experiences the work without understanding the technology without understanding the effect, because it's largely based on this effect, and it is more interesting, I guess, to be surprised by the work, as surprise is always something that is that is important for things to be emotionally direct and have an impact. And surprise is also, and yeah, not even just surprise, but also I would say even something like fear or panic is something that we know from science, that is something that burns and sears our experience into our memory. So our memories are naturally more strong if they were in the context of fear and in an existential extreme situation. I think that's the cause of trauma. So this is all a micro trauma that I'm hoping to inflict on the audience without any damaging side effects. Yeah, the Light Inside exhibition is something that I find it actually very audacious in terms of as a curatorial concept to deal with the most fundamental principle of visual arts, because light is even prior and more fundamental to a visual artist than its shape or color. And even if you go back philosophically or religiously, culturally, light is at the very beginning of existence. And light is something that is so essential to existence that it is also, in a way, synonymous with existence. That is such an unbelievable challenge that it is, I think, very, very audacious to do an exhibition that is dealing with such a fundamental category. And needless to say, I'm extremely pleased and happy that my work is part of this. I hope it lives up to some kind of expectation and can make some kind of contribution to the discussion, or to the I guess the awareness that we can have, or that we should have, about the role of light. So what this exhibition, I think, is attempting to do is to set vectors, so that given these vectors, the audience can explore, and the audience can interpolate in between, and can also extrapolate and get a deeper understanding, and literally sort of this insight into the nature of light. And I think for us, for it is that light from which we can approach reality, and light being a particular wavelength of the spectrum, you know, red being very long, ultraviolet being, you know, much shorter wavelength. Light is part of what we use to construct reality. And in that sense, I find it very interesting that our reality is really very limited. Our perception of reality is limited because we only understand, we are limited to these segments of the frequencies for which our senses are made. But these are actually perceiving elements of the spectrum for which that is continuous. And that for me is maybe the most important thing, to see that everything is connected in this sense, and that light is the ultimate starting point of the perception of the rest of reality, even though it is beyond our central perception. And it seems that this exhibition is really putting the senses to the very edges of these frequencies from which we can then start.